Harper Audio presents Ben on the Job by J. Jefferson Fargen. Read by David John. Chapter 1. Misbehaviour of Two Thumbs. When Ben had got up that morning, getting up with Ben was mainly the process of changing from a prone to an erect position and peering into a mirror, if there happened to be one, to work out whether he'd washed last week or the week before, he'd been quite sure that something would happen to him before the time came to lie down again. He knew it by the infallible sign of itching thumbs. Whenever his thumbs itched, something horrible always happened. His thumbs had itched on that never-to-be-forgotten foggy afternoon when he'd stumbled into a house numbered 17, to die 100 deaths before he stumbled out again. They'd itched before he'd advised a bloke leaning over a low stone parapet not to jump into the Thames. "I wouldn't, mate, if I was you," he'd said. "It looks nasty," to discover that the bloke was already dead. They'd itched before a peculiarly unpleasant meeting with an Indian. Ben hated Indians. They'd itched before a shipwreck that had hurled him into a situation so completely and fantastically impossible that he still didn't believe it. And now, here they were, itching again. Lummy, what was it going to be this time? Well, there was nothing to do but to wait and see. What was, what is, and what will be, for once. Fate puts the spotlight on you. There's no slipping out of it. And so, resigned but alert, Ben paused at a morning coffee stall to fortify himself for whatever lay ahead. "Morning, Governor," he said. "What's the news today? Have they started the Fifth World War yet?" "Wouldn't surprise me," grinned the storekeeper. "Nor me neither," answered Ben. "But let's hope they stop at half a dozen. Cup of coffee." "Did you pay for the last?" inquired the storekeeper good-naturedly. "Only by mistake." The storekeeper laughed as he pushed a thick cup across. Ben took a cautious sip. "What's the matter? Think it's poisoned?" "Well, there's no harm in being careful," returned Ben. "See, this ain't going to be my lucky day." Call this coffee? Am I supposed to fork out threepence for this?"
"Not if you can give me a tip for the 2:30.
"Saucy sausage."
"That's a new one on me."
"Go on. What a higgerance. I'm riding it myself." Warmed by the coffee, warmed but not ruined, for the storekeeper said he had had his threepence of fun and allowed his comic customer to depart with his last shilling intact, Ben shuffled off to face the day, and the morning passed, most surprisingly, without any shocks. It was indeed a remarkably successful morning, for it produced 7 fag ends, one almost half its original length, and tuppence for helping a nervous old lady across the road. At 1 o'clock, he partially filled a neglected void with 2 substantial sandwiches. They were so substantial that you couldn't taste what was inside them. Thinking it might be a good idea to find out, Ben opened one to see. But as he found nothing, he supposed he'd opened it in the wrong place. Nevertheless, they did their job, and 30 minutes on an embankment seat put him right again. He might have stayed longer on the seat, for Ben liked sitting down. It was comfortable. If an old man with fuzzy white hair had not suddenly darted towards him and sat down by his side. The old man was breathing heavily, and his tongue kept shooting out to moisten his lips. "If this is it," thought Ben, "I ain't stopping." And he got up and departed. To his considerable relief, and even more considerable surprise, the old man did not get up and follow him. False alarm. This was not it. "I wonder if me thumbs was wrong this time," reflected Ben.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?